Hey guys, it's Antiquated Ideas. Today, I know I haven't actually been on my computer that much, so this is another recording from my phone. Hopefully that doesn't bother you guys. It's just kind of my preferred method at the moment, you know. I just haven't really been feeling like actually getting on my computer in some time. Which is good, you know. It's important to take a break from internet life, take a break from staring at blue screens, or all that blue light, I mean. And with my new job, actually, and actually my old job as well, I had been doing construction work, but I also do some of the computer work as far as construction goes, job management, things like that. And that's what I'll be getting back into. But a lot of it is, again, on the computer. So I get home, I just, even when it's something that I'm passionate about, like making these podcast episodes for you guys, you know, getting my opinion out there, hoping that you guys are going to listen to it, take something from it, maybe it opens your eyes to a subject, things like that. Even though I am passionate about doing that, which is why I'm on my phone today, because I still want to do it. I kind of find it hard to get on my computer and actually do things sometimes. You know, and I know it's not a very involved process to making one of these podcasts. Really, if you wanted to, you guys could do it at home, and I completely encourage you to do it. You know, if you've got something that you want to talk about, I would say go ahead. And there are still guests that I plan on featuring in the future, so that's something that I will need to be on my computer for. But I am also aware that the audio quality is slightly lesser on my phone than it is on the computer, because I have a real microphone. I have a studio microphone that I run into an interface, all that. Anyway, actually, talking about computers, the topic for today is relevant to that. I wanted to talk about another sort of rant style episode. Hopefully you guys like that, but deep fakes and how, in a way, reality can't even be trusted anymore. So seeing is not necessarily believing. You know, I'm sure we are all aware of that, that, you know, the eyes can be deceived. But let me get into what deep fakes are. So a deep fake is when people take images. Usually it's originally it had started as images, and now it's into videos and whatnot. There are some pretty good examples of deep fakes on YouTube. Actually, you can go ahead and take a look. Notorious deep fake would be when Obama supposedly called Trump a shithead. That was a deep fake. So there's nothing confirming that that actually happened. More or less, and I don't quote me on this because I'm not a computer technician, obviously. Even if I don't want to be on one, then surely I wouldn't be. But a deep fake starts as, you know, an image being pulled of one person. Say you wanted to make a deep fake of, I don't know, of Trump saying something. They have ways of pulling images of Trump speaking. You know, they can, you can just get them off of Google, however it is that people actually get them, and they put it into a computer program which can start modeling those pictures onto his face. They also do this, and they have been doing it. Some of these con artists have been doing it for some time now. And personally, I have a story regarding that. When I was younger, I'm not sure how they got it. It must have been through Xbox Live or something, because I used that and I talked to people sometimes when I was younger. I'm talking like 12 or 13. But anyway, my grandparents had actually given money to some people in Mexico because they said that they received a phone call from who they thought was me, and they said that they sounded exactly like me, you know, my same tone of voice, speech pattern, all those things. And so there have actually been a number of other incidents where that happens to people, not just my grandparents, but usually they do target elderly people in terms of that, but it's not always elderly people. Okay, I apologize if there's any weird continuity errors right there. My dog peed on the floor. I had to pause it just so I could go clean that up and take him outside. Anyway, I was discussing deepfakes. So what they do is they can get really complex with this. And deepfakes can be a multitude of different things, you know, incorporating voice, audio. They have computer software that can... It basically can pull from a database of recorded audio, especially people that have given interviews and speeches where you get their speech patterns. Lots of sources to pull from. So typically it's done with things like that, usually public figures, you know. It's a lot of notoriety. There's a lot of photos of them out there, so that there are, again, lots of sources to pull from and to fake from. And they do these for a lot of reasons. It's not one person in particular that does it. Governments do it. Individuals do it. Organizations do it. The nature is, you know, different among all the different deep fakes that happen. And I know it sounds like a little bit of a conspiracy theory, but it's not. I mean, you can see they're used pretty extensively for pornography. People who like actors or actresses or something like that, their faces will essentially be like grafted on to the porno actor. And I guess, you know, people are willing to pay a lot of money for that. Same with slander. They do those things to make public officials look bad, to make it look like somebody said or did something that they didn't do. I mean, there are multitudes of reasons as far as motive goes for doing these things. But it's incredibly damaging because as a human being, you want to believe what you see. You know, we're inclined to believe when we see somebody do something, when we see people acting a certain way, behaving, you know, we take it more or less as reality. And on the internet, time and time again, we're reminded that this is not something that we can do. We can't just believe everything that we see. Seeing is not believing, like I said. So it comes down to really an absolute breach of trust. And if you spend a lot of time on the internet, and especially, right, I think that you should not ever trust any of your news sources. Nothing at all that you're getting, you know, CNN, BBC, none of the big ones either, because who's to say that they aren't doing the same thing? Who's to say that they aren't creating deep fakes, or who's to say that they aren't aware that certain things are deep fakes, you know? So you can't even trust things that they publish. I mean, even when multiple sources seem to corroborate things, it's still not trustworthy. And an extension of that I also want to point out is people on the internet. There's something, I believe it's called like the dead internet theory or something like that. Now, mind you, I guess this might be getting into kind of conspiracy territory, but it's more or less the theory that there are hundreds, you know, if not thousands, or hundreds of thousands, my bad. My dog's distracting me a little bit here. Hundreds of thousands of these artificial intelligence posing as people. And who knows who's setting them up, be it social media. Maybe they're the ones that are setting it up. I'm sure you've all seen the and notifications or the ads that you get on various websites, you know, like, oh, hot, local, singles, whatever. And it looks like somebody's messaging you. And some people fall for that, even though we've all come to know, okay, that's obviously a bot. that's obviously not a real person. But some people still fall for that. I don't know why, because, you know, that's kind of stupid. But some of them are a lot more complex, where it's people like, you see, they might be saying the same statement over and over again, right? And you're wondering, why are all these people saying the same exact thing? Sorry, he just bit me and it fucking hurt. He's still a puppy, of course. You know, that's what they do. They have to bite. But these two things together really pose a huge threat to reality, because you never know to trust who you're talking to. So once you've gone down this rabbit hole of disinformation, basically, you start to wonder, you know, well, are these people that I see commenting and liking things and posting things, are they real people? You know, who's to say that any of the information at any given time is accurate? It's really coming from a person. The advancements in artificial intelligence and in technology have come so far that there's really no way to tell what's reality anymore. I mean, that would take hours to explain, you know, to research and to truly figure out how to be able to tell the signs of what a fake is and what reality is. And so it means that it's even more important nowadays to spend time off the internet. Don't get your news from the internet. Get your news from real life, from people that you talk to, from the things that you actually experience in the real world, because those are going to be the most reliable. And I found that a lot of people online, you know, they get black-pilled or they get depressed. They see all these things online that are really just, you know, tormenting them, and it makes you think, oh shit, you know, is reality that bad? Like, it's easy to find people saying so many bad things about taking guns, about killing people, and how we should just put all Republicans into re-education camps. And I'm 100% positive that there are real people saying that, and there are real people that hold those beliefs. But then, like, around here, you know, I go out and a lot of the people that I talk to are conservative. And they're actual conservatives. They actually believe in, you know, some form of tradition. They actually believe in getting fucking outdoors and researching things. There's a lot of people like that in the real world. But online, you never know what anyone is, or what, yeah, what they even are. I mean, I was going to go further with that, but really it's redundant. You don't even know what people are. I mean, you see, I'm sure it's to push an agenda here. Like, on Twitter, there are hundreds of people saying the same statements over and over and over and over again. And there is a saying that if you tell a lie often enough, people will start to think that it's the truth, because just so many people are saying it. And so you start to wonder, well, is that true? I mean, it's like, if you, as an example, if you work somewhere, you're in school, okay? Say you're in school and you're not great at school, and your teachers are all telling, every single teacher is telling you, oh, you're going to fail at this, you're not meant for this, you're not cut out for it, blah, blah, blah. You know, the other students start to make fun of you. Well, then you're going to sit there and you're going to look at yourself and you're going to say, well, you know, maybe I really am a failure. Maybe I really am not good at this. And that's sort of the same thing that these people are doing, whoever it is that does it, because we don't even know. It's just, there's this culture of fear and distrust and uncertainty surrounding the internet. Yeah, you can meet plenty of great people over the internet, but you can meet plenty of not even real people on the internet spreading lies and deceit. And that's why Trump, with his fake news thing, was actually really good. I think it brought a lot of attention to the realities of the internet and to the realities of media, because yeah, there are lots of people doing that. There are lots of organizations out there spreading all these lies, like I said. So you really need to be careful, and you really need to think about what you're looking at. I mean, the fact that there could potentially be millions of people online that aren't even real people. You know, I mean, that's concerning. If anything, it's almost frightening in a way, because you never know what you're going to get. And so no wonder why all these people are being brainwashed when there are supposedly all these real people sharing opinions with you online about, oh, well, we need to have absolute open borders, and yeah, it's okay to put any right-wing people in re-education camps, and how they have this cancel culture, you know, going on, where they specifically are trying to get rid of people that, you know, like, as an example, if you have an interest in firearms, they're going to try and get rid of you. They're going to try and cancel you, dehumanize you. And the sad thing is that the motivator behind this, the voices that you hear the most, probably aren't even real. And then when it comes down to speeches, you know, especially smaller things that are posted on YouTube of what people say and what they're telling you to do, you have no idea whether that's real or not. You have absolutely no idea. You know, I mean, unless you were there in person to see something happen, to experience it, then it's hard to actually believe anything. And that's why I refuse to outright believe any of the news that I see online. And, you know, on principle, even, it's probably better off for you to just not even pay attention to the news. Get your news through people. Of course, it's going to be tainted a little bit if you get it through people, but if you hear the same piece of information from multiple different people, you're going to get multiple different versions of it, and you'll be able to piece together your own. Maybe then you can go online and research it. But I'll leave you with one more example, okay? The Las Vegas shooting. The one that ISIS claimed responsibility for. Okay, now we don't know who did it. Was it a false flag? Probably. Am I going to completely get into it? No, because there's no way that we'll ever know the truth. There's no way we'll ever know reality, but we can make some educated guesses towards it. And one of those educated guesses, it's actually an argument that I got into with somebody not too long ago, which they ended up saying that they didn't care for the Constitution, funny enough, but to, you know, to show you how some people truly do think. But there was multiple reports right after the shooting happened, and there used to be the transcripts from the calls, you know, from the people that were actually there, you know, like 30 odd people that all said the same thing, that were at this concert, and they called in to the emergency call centers, and the transcripts were released. And you could freely go through them. And many of the news sources as well were reporting this same story where people were saying there were multiple shooters, okay? There were multiple shooters, multiple different positions, and they were just killing people, right? And then all of a sudden, all of that disappears, and you get this narrative about one guy, and he cut a hole in the hotel room, as if nobody was going to hear that, and he had an automatic weapon, and you know, all this stupid shit, even though there's so much evidence disproving it that, you know, you'd have to be a fool to believe that that's what actually took place. But anyway, yeah. If you remember any of those articles, you remember any pieces of information like that, try and Google it. Even go on DuckDuckGo, go on Bing, go on Yahoo, go on whatever it is that you want to use, and I guarantee you will not be able to find it. You can do a ton of digging, but some of these things are just gone, and they want you to seem like you're crazy. They want you to not remember these things, to not have the proof there when you need it to be there. because that's how they get away with these things. That's how they literally rewrite history. I mean, God, if that's not Orwellian in nature, I mean, that's literally a part of 1984 where there were whole sections of the government dedicated to removing and replacing information in news articles. How is that any different online? How do we know that people aren't doing the exact same thing with the news that you read today? How do you know it's not going to be different, you know, even 3 months from now? Like what happened at the Capitol. They don't even want to give you the full story right when it happened. They don't want to tell you that, for the most part, people were trying to make it a peaceful thing. They were trying to say, okay, we have a purpose. We're here to show our voices and not to antagonize the government, not to hurt anyone. And the fact that a lot of the police actually supported them. But then the narrative was twisted immediately. And so, once again, try and find that information, because it's going to be gone. So believe yourself, right? Don't always believe what you see on the internet, because so much of it is lies. And I want you guys to go ahead and research some of those things. You know, spend hours, go through everything that you can, because those are really important things. Deep fakes, and I mean, I'm just calling it the dead internet theory. I don't know what it's actually called, but find information about that. Hell, give me the information too, you know, tell me what you find. I'm going to do my own research, but you could spend a lifetime researching these things and you'd never even know if the research that you're doing is fruitful or not, because you don't know whether it's true or not. So anyway, my dog, I guess, is getting upset and the video is getting kind of long, so I'm going to head out now. As always, feel free to get in contact with me. Use the antiquated ideas hashtag on Instagram and I'll see it. I mean, you can also just follow my blog, which is antiquated ideas at WordPress. So anyway, thank you guys.